Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a glorious day in Hawaii, overlooking Diamond Head and the palm trees swaying with the winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. It's almost summer, and school will be out and travel will be on. You may have locked in your plans long ago, but I'm inspired to do a little travel vicariously and inspire the procrastinators amongst us. Outrigger Resorts inspired me, first by sponsoring Alex Cheng as their ambassador for Hawaii on the PGA Tour China. Alex is a wonderful young man who impressed us at our round table during the Mid-Pac Open. And then I started researching Outrigger. They're not your family hotel business in Waikiki. They're still a family business, a privately held business started by Roy and Estelle Kelly. Well, today, Outrigger Resorts is operating or is in the process of developing resorts in eight nations in far-flung regions. Joining us next is the Outrigger president and CEO, David Carey. After we thank the people who make this show possible, we'll have a conversation.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Also buy Creative Plumbing, whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse. Call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. Acura of Honolulu at 3251 North Nimitz Highway, just townside of Airport Hotel. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Coming into the clubhouse now, David Carey, Outrigger Resort CEO and President. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
I got a press release, and I was at the Mid-Pac Open. I had the pleasure of talking with Alex Cheng. What a wonderful young man. And he told me about Outrigger Resorts sponsoring him on PGA Tour China. So I was wondering why Outrigger Resorts wanted to sponsor a young golfer from Hawaii on the PGA Tour China.
Well, you start out with the marketing premise for the company. We have begun to do business in a number of countries and islands throughout the Asia-Pacific, Indian Ocean, and Hawaiian area. And China is one of the predominant markets in there. They are the number one market in the Maldives. They are one of the fastest-growing markets in Mauritius. They are a steady market player to Thailand. And we hope to grow the market positioning for both Hawaii and Fiji and Guam and other places we do business. Since we haven't spent a lot of time in China, we have been looking for opportunities for branding and public relations in the China market in order to just create a little awareness about, first, Outrigger Resorts, and then second, of course, the destination of Hawaii. So, you know, I'd known Alex, frankly, since he was a very young man, or he was in my daughter's class in school at Punahou, and then he went to the same college as my son in San Diego. So, you know, I've known he's been a top-tier golfer, and you know, when he said, "Hey, Uncle David, you know, I qualified for the PGA Tour in China," and so one and one came together and said, first of all, I want to support this wonderful young man who's just a great person, but second, perhaps that would give us some opportunities to talk about the Outrigger story, and if hopefully he does well enough in the tournaments that our logo on his hat and maybe some of his other gear can be seen, and it's a promotional opportunity for Outrigger. And, of course, as you met him recently, you know, he's just got a great personality and the kind of person that we feel very comfortable having represent our company.
He is. He is a great young man. And despite opposition that we encountered, you know, as he encounters in golf, he's taken that to life, and he's smiling through everything. It was a wonderful conversation that we had about the Chinese. He says the Chinese people he's encountered love the game. Do you think that they love the game enough to want to come to the islands and play here?
Well, I don't know about the islands here, but there's, you know, several places that we do business. I think so. I mean, there's been some stuff lately about the Chinese government sort of frowning on golf, but people forget China is such a large country and has so many people that, yes, I think golf is an entree. Certainly, even if it isn't a sport that they play, it's a sport that they are aware of and want to watch. And so, you know, for us, it seemed to be a natural opportunity to feature an outdoor sport, which is representative of so many places we do business, and have somebody who's from Hawaii. And although he doesn't look it because of his mom, but a good surname of Ching in
yes.
the Chinese market, all of those things are positive. You know, it's a feel-good thing to support a young person like Alex.
Absolutely. Well, from the experience I got talking with him, I think the Chinese people have the wealth. And when you talked about the frowning upon the government of China, the communist government of China is not happy with the upper echelon, the people of wealth who can afford it, who go play it during the day. They have to play it after hours. There are all these restrictions. They're closing courses they say were built illegally. So it seems to me that with the large population in China that does have the money to travel and they want to discover Hawaii, it would be the perfect opportunity to bring the Chinese visitor, sort of like what we had with the Japanese discovering
right.
Hawaii in the 80s, the Chinese discovering Hawaii and discovering Auriga Resorts.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you thinking of possibly building a resort in China, an Outrigger China?
Well, we've actually, I don't know whether we do it or not, but we've actually signed a management contract for a resort under development on Hainan Island, which is actually part of the country of China, and is one of the few places, Danielle, where they actually have beachfront locations. A lot, you know, a lot of the Chinese coast is not beach, but it is a tropical beach location that's not unlike Hawaii. And incidentally, they have several golf courses in this resort and several other brands. So it's set to begin construction in the next year or so. So, yes, we do have a desire to be there, and we do have a but really on the beach, which our Outrigger Resorts is intended to be the premier beachfront resort in the world, and that would be certainly a key place for a key market.
Excellent. So you would and who do you want to bring to China? Do you want to focus on the Chinese visiting Hainan Island, or are you looking for international tourism?
Yes. The answer is yes. I mean, first of all, you know, there's a massive number of Chinese travelers, and when they travel to Hainan, for example, they don't really need permission to leave the country. They do need a little bit of internal travel permission, but that's a huge market. And they have a large amount of visitorship already. I don't have the stats right on the top of my head, but it's huge. And then the second piece is I believe they're going to be, well, they are the largest outbound market of a single country in the world today in tourism. Now, they don't all come to Hawaii. They go to places in Asia. They go to Europe. They go to San Francisco. They go to New York. So it's a huge market, and it doesn't take very many percent of a billion people to make a market.
No. When you say permission, do they still come up against, do we have problems bringing people to Hawaii or attracting people from
yeah.
China?
Yeah, and that's really a U.S. issue. It's hard for a Chinese citizen to, it's not easy, I should say, for a Chinese citizen to get a visa to come to America. It used to be very complex, and now it's still somewhat complex. They still need to apply. They still need to be blessed. It still receives a greater scrutiny and review than most other countries. So we have visa waivers, for example, with Japan, with Korea, and other countries where they don't really need to get a visa. They can just come here. But in China, you need a visa, and the U.S. government, not necessarily the Chinese government, the U.S. government has to approve it. And it's not a frictionless process yet.
But I understand President Obama's been involved in the process to try to smooth that out and make it easier.
They're working on it. It's improved. I mean, now if they qualify, they can get a visa, as I understand it, that lasts for, say, 10 years, and that's a good thing. But it isn't like, you know, hello, dear, let's go to Hawaii next week and get on the plane. You know, it just doesn't quite work that way. You need to actually apply for a visa. You need to have a passport. You need to get permission. So it's not quite as free and easy. I think the day it is, we'll see a steady flow of Chinese visitors because we have a pretty clean and green environment. I was talking to Mark Dunkley the other day, and they've done some research with their travel over there, and they have realized that the Chinese, sort of writ large, don't really understand Hawaii as a destination either. They don't understand that we're as clean and green and nice and pretty as we are.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, well, nobody's really spent a lot of time, money, and effort communicating to that market, and their media is a little bit more managed than ours. So I think the Tourism Authority also has a little bit of work to do in order to build some awareness of this destination in the Chinese market. And I think they're doing that. They just need some more marketing dollars to be able to do that kind of thing, because it's at scale. I mean, China is huge.
Yeah, as you said, getting a portion of $1 billion plus would be huge.
Just
a little fraction of that. Exactly. What is the name of the hotel in Hainan that Outrigger will be managing?
It'll be the Outrigger Clearwater Beach Resort.
Wow. And how large is this resort?
It's about not quite 500 rooms.
Nice. And close to golf resorts, so we'll be able to travel there. How difficult is it for someone from Hawaii to go to China?
It's not that difficult. It's easier for Americans to get to China as a tourist than it is for Chinese to get to Americans. To get to Hainan, you would probably fly to either Tokyo, possibly Beijing or Shanghai, and then take a connector flight to Hainan. You can also go through Hong Kong to get to Hainan. It's a short flight to Hainan. That's actually, Hainan is on the sort of on the flight path from Vietnam to Hong Kong. So
got it. Now, the question I must, well, it's not even a question. I can only imagine that if I saw pictures of Hawaii, the blue skies, the blue ocean, the green, after living in the pollution that we find, you see pictures of, that they'd want to escape here. So it's a no-brainer.
We think so. Not only Hawaii, but other resorts in our system. So, you know, we have the Maldives, which is similarly attractive. Mauritius, which looks like a combination of Kauai and Maui off the coast of Africa. Thailand, which is, yeah, it's not as clean there, but it's still certainly nice blue water. So, yes, ma'am, I think that's right. I think that it will be an attractive thing, but we need to communicate that that's what this destination represents. And as I think was talked about when the APEC meeting was here, there are also cultural elements in Hawaii that make it a little more comfortable for Chinese to come here than perhaps some countries that don't really have any connection with China. So you can find a Chinatown here.
Yes.
You can find authentic Chinese food and people who are from China.
I had no idea Outrigger was in Mauritius.
Yep.
What is the name of your hotel in Mauritius?
The Outrigger Mauritius Beach Resort.
Well, you know, this is a travel show this weekend. It's all about travel. So maybe it's time for me to book a flight to Mauritius.
Mauritius is a little tough for us to get to from here.
Okay.
But it's pretty easy to get to from Europe, and it's somewhat easier to get to from the Middle East, India, South Africa, and Southeast Asia. We have their flights from Australia. They're actually direct flights from Beijing and Shanghai. And there are flights from India and lots of flights through Dubai, which is a major connection point to get there. So it is a truly international resort, and it's pretty. So it's like Hawaii and the Indian Ocean.
Talking with you makes me excited about Outrigger Resorts. So we've got China, Hainan, that's opening. What do you have your sights set on next?
We have been working on... We had a resort in Bali that we managed for a while. That contract ended. We've been looking for another opportunity in Bali. We continue to look. We have a contract signed for a future resort development in Vietnam, a beachfront site. Probably going to take a little longer to get that one done, so we continue to look for opportunities. We have had some dialogue with folks in the Seychelles, so that's going to take a particular bit of luck and timing to make that work. Other beachfront iconic locations. We've been talking recently about possibly in Cabo in Mexico. Maybe Southern California. So the notion of having, you know, we're not a big company. We're not a giant like some of the major brands. So we want to be targeted in these resort places that get somebody like you excited to say, I want to go there and I want to go to this other place next year.
Fantastic. David Carey, Outrigger Resorts President and CEO. Thanks for being on the Golf Club.
Oh, you're welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Next is Michael Patrick Shields. He's our travel tattler. And at TravelTattler.com, you can find out all about the places he's traveled to. He's host of Michigan's Big Show, and summer golf travel is on our mind. This is the travel show. Ireland, Michigan, and the Old Course hosting the Open Championship. Just a few of my thoughts right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Bob Winters is going to give us some mental game tips. So we will be helping you with your game if you're getting out on the course and helping you with Mom's Day coming up. Mother's Day sale, Poipu Bay Golf Course. It starts tomorrow. There's a buy one, get one half off. Thank you, Craig Sasada. This is for apparel for women. Applies to, of course, regularly priced women's apparel items because they've got this fabulous 25% off the sale rack sale. They've also got, if you can't wait till tomorrow for the buy one, get one free, you could go in and do some shopping, 40% off some exquisite men's shirts and 30% off shoes, golf shoes for men and women. FootJoy, Nike, just to name a few. So get over to Poipu Bay Golf Course. The Mother's Day sale starts tomorrow. And today we're starting our giveaway. It's the Mother's Day Poipu Bay Golf Course giveaway. A round, let's make that two rounds. So if you are the ninth caller during the show today, the ninth caller, 808-296-5467, you're the ninth caller, you win. Two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Now, if you're not on Kauai, that's okay. You can still win. Or just think what a great gift that would be if you can't make it to Kauai. But I believe this is for 6 months. So in the next 6 months, Poipu Bay Golf Course should be your destination. This is the travel show. Michael Patrick Shields is joining us, thetraveltattler.com. Hi, Michael Patrick.
Aloha, Danielle, and I'm going to say something very sexist right now, and since it's going to be Mother's Day and you're giving these prizes away, why not that spa at the Hyatt on Kauai there at Poipu Bay? Why would you want to give mom golf? Let her go to the spa, take the boys, nephews, and whatever, get them out of the house, give her some peace and quiet.
Good
that's
idea.
What she really wants.
That's true. Well, the Mother's Day, we're celebrating Mother's Day, you know? We have the buy one, get one half off, and we've got two rounds of golf and lots of, you would be surprised. I am surprised how many women play golf in Hawaii. Whenever I go to a golf course, there are lots of women who love the game. It's,
I believe you, and I know women play golf, and I was there, so I played Poipu Bay, and I went to that spa at the Hyatt, and I'm telling you right now, if you told me which one I could do, I'd be going to that spa. Yeah. It was excellent.
Well, you know, how about nine holes and then the spa?
Yeah, okay, we'll split the difference. Which one do you do first, though? Because if you get the spa and you get too relaxed, then would your swing be better or would it be too noodly?
Oh, goodness. We'll need to get somebody on the show like Jerry King to explain all of that to us. But noodly is exactly how I feel when I'm finished at a spa. This is Michael Patrick Shields, okay? He's on his way to Reynolds Plantation in Georgia. Absolutely beautiful destination outside Greensboro. It reminds me, just looking at of Greenbrier, you know, it's got that, I don't know, that feel to it. Now, he's just back from 3 days on Lanai at the Four Seasons, Manele Bay, where I was reading about the Sabraj ceremony with the bottle of champagne and the savor.
Yeah, wasn't that, you know, right now you probably think, because over the 15 years that we've been talking together on this program, I'm always very lucky to be at the heart of the action. And on this very day, you probably think right now, oh, he's on his way to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby later today, right?
Yes.
That might be what you think?
Yes.
No. And then you say, well, then if he's not there, he's going to Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao fight tonight, big fight to everyone. You probably think that, right?
No.
Right now I'm driving to Cleveland, Ohio.
Huh?
So it's not, it's not all glamour.
What's in Cleveland?
The head professional at the Canterbury Golf Club, which is glamorous. It's his son's first communion party, so we're taking a trip down there. And it's along the lake, and it's a beautiful day in the Midwest, and I know we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
He's always traveling. He's always traveling. You're going to a fabulous, glorious destination, as always. Did you enjoy Lanai? It was your first time.
But that was my first time. So what I wanted to ask you is, have I now completed a sweep of the inhabited tourism islands of the state of Hawaii, now knowing that I've been to Big Island, Maui, Oahu, of course, Lanai and Kauai. Is that it for me now? Am I done?
Nope.
What's left?
Molokai.
Nobody goes there, do they?
People who want to feel like they're in Hawaii go to Molokai.
Well,
it has a very, very special, very special feeling to it. It actually has a golf course, too.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see about that.
We'll have to get you back here. I've got to get you back here because you're always off island, and I haven't seen you on Oahu in so long. You need to come and do Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay.
Yeah, I've not been out there. I've seen the pictures. It looks beautiful.
Yes.
And I found out, too, that that Ko'olina there, that's becoming a Four Seasons, that JW Marriott.
That Ihilani is going to be a Four Seasons, yes. They're shutting down for a whole year. You've got to come back. You've got to go do the Four Seasons and then go up to Turtle Bay. So we have reasons. Now, let's talk a little bit about Ireland. Traveling to Ireland is one of your specialties.
Yes, definitely. People will go to Pebble Beach and they will pay $550 plus another $15 for range balls plus another $850 for the hotel room in order to play there. And God bless them, it's probably a one-off bucket list kind of thing. And the reason they love it is, I think, the history of the PGA Tour, and they see it on television.
All
but
right.
More than anything, they want to play along the ocean, along Stillwater Cove there. And you can do that on just about every single links course. Well, in fact, every single links course in Ireland for a fraction of the price. You know, you can probably play 3 to 4 different world top 100 links courses in Ireland for the cost of one visit to Pebble Beach. Now, you know, I'm not criticizing Pebble Beach. I'm just saying, for your money and for in terms of an adventure, and you know, the airfare isn't really that bad either. But Ireland's a pretty good spot, especially for a buddy's trip. You know, if you're really just going to focus on golf that you might get rained on, golf that you're going to get a lot of exercise, and golf that you're going to want to pollute that exercise in the pub the second you're done, that's a good place to do it. In the pub, of course.
In the pub, yes. Well, it's funny that you should say that because I was reading TravelTattler.com has a piece that, you know, of course, it has all of your work, but Michael Patrick Shields goes to Ireland annually. It's an annual trek, but on one of his trips in this piece that I was reading about Dingle, Guinness is called Mother's Milk.
Yes. That's John O'Brien calls it that. He's been drinking it since he was 2 years old, I think. And he's 75 now.
That's amazing. You know. That's amazing.
He swears they give it to babies on, they give Guinness to babies on teaspoons when they're little because of the iron. And that is very good for them. That's what he says.
That's amazing. Now, you also wrote about a vacation that somebody might want to actually run into a PGA Tour player who is maybe, you know, vacationing at Sea Pines Resort or the inn at Harbortown, Hilton Head, just down from Savannah.
Yeah, those places are really fun. If you, you know, for people who watch the PGA Tour and they have their whole life, and be able to go and play those courses that are visible on the tour and that are, the you know, where you've seen the guys play, it's fun, you know. And there are so many opportunities to do that, particularly in the southeastern United States and in Florida, and I obviously in Hawaii too. But those places, like if you go right up the coast of Florida from Trump's Doral to PGA National, where they even had a Ryder Cup there, and then you bump up to Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill, and you would see him there if you were in the winter because his office is right above the golf shop.
Wow.
And then you skinny up to the TPC Sawgrass, where the Players' Championship is and will be in a few weeks. Those are all public courses, and so is Harbortown at Hilton Head. And mind you, it'll be expensive, but if you're ticking off bucket list items and places where the tour played, that's a pretty good sweep right there. And as you mentioned earlier, I'm going to make a left turn from Hilton Head, and Reynolds Plantation is just between Augusta and Atlanta, an hour in between each of them. And as you know, Augusta National is highly exclusive and private, and they close down right about now for the rest of the summer. And a number of those caddies who caddy at Augusta National go over to Reynolds Plantation and work with players there on the Oconee course. So you might get some interesting stories anyway. And if that's as close as you can get to Augusta, at least you're once removed, right?
Yes. And I've got to, you know, when is Augusta National open for members? I mean, they open up for the Masters and they close for the summer. They open for the fall and then close for the winter?
They reopen in October, and then they're open all the way until about mid-May.
Oh, I see. They do the bottom half swing of the year, and they close the top half.
It's too hot in the summer, and they do. Right. That's when they do all their secret renovations.
Their secret.
Yeah.
Underneath Augusta National, there is a botanical garden.
Yeah.
They've got that hidden. So the buddy trip that we just described, this going to Sea Pines, would that be a buddy trip or a family trip?
I'd say that's definitely a family trip because at Sea Pines, and that's why the tour players, you know, you'd think the week after the Masters they would take the week off. But it, for one thing, it's right down the road. They can drive there, which saves money on expenses. And two, I know that sounds funny for tour players, but the vast majority of them pay their own expenses.
Yes.
And they're not all rich. You know what I mean? Chip Beck was on the air with me the other day. He missed 64 cuts in a row when he was out there. Do you imagine what that must have cost him to travel around and do that and not make any money?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is a great place for families, and they have all sorts of kayaking and horseback riding and biking and bird watching and tennis. And so it's a real let-your-hair-down sort of place, Harbortown is. And by the way, you mentioned, too, Lanai and Manele Bay. That's an interesting deal they've got going on there now. I haven't been there about, I guess it was 3 weeks ago or so. They are closing the hotel, and I'm sure you know all this, but closing the hotel simply to renovate the pools. And while the hotel is closed, the golf course will remain open, but there's nowhere to stay on the entire island because the other Four Seasons is shut down and they have construction workers staying in it. There is one little tiny hotel in the middle of the island that has something like 20 rooms.
Boomtown!
yeah, there's nothing, you know. They took us on a tour. they drove the bus. They drove this little shuttle bus through the middle of town on Lanai there. And they stopped at the other end. They said, okay, you can take your time, take about an hour and tour it. Now I said, tour it? We just did. it's a town square. There isn't even a Hooters there. I mean, nothing to do.
No, there's no Hooters on Lanai.
I went into that little Catholic church and spent, you know, half an hour because literally there's nothing. There are a couple of souvenir shops and that kind of thing. But so anyway, they're going to try to operate this golf course. While, you know, they have to keep it up and trimmed and all that anyway, so they're hoping that people will actually make the ferry ride over from Maui
Absolutely.
For the day.
Yeah.
And he's got a good price with lunch and everything and so forth. But that's definitely, if you build it, will they come? And then will they leave the same day? Because that's the way you're going to have to do it.
Get in and get out.
Yeah. So it's an adventure, I guess. Staying over there at Kanapali or something and you want to play a world, a fantastic Jack Nicklaus golf course and you don't mind getting on the ferry to do it.
That's what all the PGA, yes it is, and it's all what all the PGA Tour writers who come to cover the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, they always take the ferry to go to Lanai to play Manele. I'm looking forward to Kauai being reopened and when the lodge is done. I just can't wait. I'm so excited about the changes and what they're doing for the lodge. I kind of like that up in the mountains kind of feel with the fireplace that it has, and it's just going to be really, really nice. So is Lanai the couple's trip?
Yeah, definitely. That's a honeymoon spot for sure because, like I said, there's nothing else to do there but play golf and, a couple other things that come to mind, like snorkeling and relaxing and, drinking champagne or what have you. But literally beyond that, it's all chill.
It's all chill, absolutely. Yep. Well, that's what it's all about, making your own party. Outrigger Resorts CEO and President David Carey was on right before you joined us. And they've got hotels in the Mauritius. They're opening up in Hainan. It started a long time ago. They were like the Kelly family started tourism in Waikiki, creating the Outrigger Hotels. And kept building more and more in them. But they're going to possibly open up in Cabo soon. And I couldn't help but think of when I read because I was reading Tattler, traveltattler.com, Michael Patrick Shields. Okay, you write about whether or not Jack Nicklaus ruined Cabo?
Yeah, Jack joked about it himself. I was there in December with Nicklaus when he opened up Clubira, which is a mountain, desert, ocean course all in one, which is pretty tough to do, but that's one of the spots in the world where you can actually have those three feels. And he said that when, it used to be really cheap, you could go to Cabo and then wear the same pair of shorts all week and fish and relax. And then once he started building high-profile golf courses there, the price of everything went up, and it became expensive, and it became, more of an on-the-map destination. And so he joked for a lot of people that ruined it for them because it was their sleeping little fishing place to go and hang out. And now, it's all celebrities and Tiger Woods even opened a course there
exactly
a couple months ago.
Yes, and it's pricey. And is Cabo a buddy's trip or a couple's trip? I don't think of it as a family trip.
No, I took my 18-year-old there with me, though, and he thought it was great because the drinking age was 18. And they had all these nightclubs downtown that he could try out for the first time with the loud music and the dancing and all that stuff.
Okay.
So you can make a case there if you call that family trip. I don't really, but, it is in a sense. But, no, I think you could go either way, buddies or couples, and I would lean toward couples on that one because they do have the infinity pools and the beaches and the all-inclusive resorts, and I think it'd be a good place for a couple to go have an exquisite resort experience during the day and then go out dancing and let their hair down at night.
That's cool. It's nice to know that that exists. We used to have so many nightclubs in Waikiki, and now it's very family-oriented, Waikiki. There's not as much nightlife. I think that they're trying to open some clubs, and that would be very cool because the dancing, it's fun. If the sun hasn't completely drained you, you still want to get out and have a party. I want to go to the old course hosting the Open Championship, St. Andrews. You've been, haven't you?
Yes, a number of times. Very lucky to have been there to the old course at St. Andrews. Another place that you would think would be exclusive, but it's not. It's so not exclusive that it's closed on Sundays, and you can take your dog and your family and go fly a kite on it. And imagine that. Imagine doing that at any American golf course, but they shut down for the day, and it's the link, if you will, to the ocean. So that's how families get out there. And it's right in the corner of town, and there are expensive and exclusive, not exclusive, but expensive hotels around it. Like the Old Course Hotel, but there are also bed and breakfasts and places you can stay nearby, and It's totally touchable. In fact, if you don't play, you can even stand in the corner of town and watch right in front of you the 18th green and the first tee. And that's entertaining in itself. So, you know, you'll see it during the Open Championship. I'm sure they'll show you that right there in front of that Royal and Ancient Clubhouse is where it all happens. And it's right smack in the corner of town.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful that you can go fly a kite at St. Andrews on Sunday. It's family, yeah. Family day. It's a park. It's a park where,
you know.
I wonder if they stop people from doing that as they prepare for the Open. Do you think they do that?
Well, the corner of town concept is a little bit distorted by the giant bleachers that they put up during the championship. But yeah. Otherwise, it's just wide open, and you could go to the Dunvegan pub and virtually watch out the window there. And what they do is they have a lottery every day for tee times. So you put your name in, and you show up there at 4 o'clock and check the list. And if you're on the list, you're on the course. Otherwise, you could show up and hope that somebody doesn't show or get there early and sort of queue up for it. And then the other option is if you really want to have to be sure you get on, they have the Old Course Experience. And you can book that ahead of time through a travel agent, and it's expensive, but you'll be guaranteed to be on.
You'll be guaranteed, yeah. So if you don't want to pay the money, you kind of fly by the seat of your pants. And that can be fun. And if you don't get your tee time, there's places to explore in St. Andrews.
Not only that, there are about 7 other golf courses right there, too, from the Jubilee course to the new course. And when you say new course, the new course is, you know, I don't know, 200 years old or something like that, too. And there's King's Barnes and the Castle course. And you could play 7, 8, 9 courses right in that area. And Carnoustie is not far away either for another Open venue. So
fabulous.
It's not like you'd be shut out from great golf just because you didn't play the Old Course.
Excellent. So we've covered Ireland, Scotland, Mexico, Hawaii,
Harbortown,
right, the southern comfort. How about that one trail, I think it was in the Virginia, you were talking about Virginia, and going, it was fun for families, there was golf, it was like a golf trail that included families.
You might be talking about Williamsburg, Virginia.
I'm definitely talking about Williamsburg, you were there.
Yeah, they have the Golden Horseshoe course,
yes.
Two courses, and the Kings Mill course, where the PGA Tour's Anheuser-Busch Classic took place for all those years. And they've got the Six Flags Amusement Park and a giant water park, and then also, of course, the historic Colonial Williamsburg, where you get your, they call it edutainment, where it's education but entertainment at the same time. And kids like that, you know, so it's interactive. It's not just like going through museums.
Right.
So you could combine a little amusement park, a little history, a little golf, all in one spot.
Is that a quote-unquote affordable, or is it really pricey?
Again, you have different layers of lodging. If you want to stay at the Colonial Williamsburg Lodge, it's more high-end, but they have lots of other hotels and motels around there, too.
Fantastic.
And the golf is shockingly affordable. Particularly at Colonial Williamsburg, where they have the two courses.
Fantastic. Michael Patrick Shields. I mean, I want to do a West Coast with you. Have you traveled much on the West Coast?
A lot of San Diego, a little bit of L.A., and, of course, the pilgrimage to Pebble Beach and those places I have been to.
Yeah.
And wine country, don't forget.
Yes.
So there's golf there, too. Silverado, Johnny Miller's development there that he's been fixing up over the last few years. Is a fun place to play. You can go to the wineries after your round or before, I guess.
Yes, why not? Then you will be noodly.
Yeah, noodly. That's the word of the day, isn't it?
Yes.
New one. I made that up.
Michael Patrick Shields, traveltattler.com. That's where you can find him. And, of course, he's Michigan. I mean, he's won so many awards. You are so fabulous as a host, as an entertainer. A smart, intellectual man with deep roots and family. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, mention my name in the island.
And thank you for being my friend.
Thank you. It's a long-running friendship, and that's the best thing possibly could have. Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with James Ross. James Ross is an author, and his screenplay is being made into a movie. But some of the characters that he comes up with... In Sherry's Shot, I want to know what woman inspired. Oh my goodness, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Continuing with our travel theme, Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, Fresh Island Herbs, and Maui Wines have partnered for the second Black Rock Dinner and Farm Series. It's at the end of the month, May 22nd and 23rd, so you've got time to plan. It's a two-day culinary event, and it begins with farm-inspired wine, paired five-course dinner at the Ocean Resort's Black Rock Kitchen. This is going to be really good. If you can get there, do so. We'll be talking more about it next week. Let's get right to James Ross. James Ross, the author of fiction books for the avid reader. They are also for the reader who wants to get away from it all. I mean, get away from the intellectual, spiritual, socioeconomic trends and self-improvement books. There are, serious moments of escapism, and they're perfect to have beside you at the airport where you can read a few pages or a few chapters, depending on your predicament, and just, not think. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Danielle, life is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It truly is. And I was going through your website, and I'm so excited. Oprah's Blade is entering screenwriting competitions, but Lifetime Loser is going to be a movie?
Well, what we did, I've written both the screenplays on Lifetime Loser and Oprah's Blade, and they're sitting there. Oprah's Blade is not quite as far along as Lifetime Loser, but we're trying to get financing and do an independent movie. The script has won a lot of awards, so we're just keeping our fingers crossed and hope we get lucky.
I know. He won first at the Indie Gathering International Film Festival for feature film, first at the Burbank International Film Festival, of course, in Burbank, film feature film, book adaptation, third overall in Independent Filmmakers Showcase in Beverly Hills. Those seem to be the kinds of people you'd want to be around to find that independent financing.
That's correct. It's not going to be a studio production. It's unique. It's more character-based. And, we're just hoping to get the financing. Now, being stuck here in the middle of the country takes us out of the loop, so to speak, in that regard. But we're hoping we get lucky and somehow we can get an angel come aboard and finance it. I do have a director who's based out of Chicago, so that's a good start.
That's a good start. Now, there's Lifetime Loser, Finish Line, Tui's Course, Oprah's Blade, Pabby's Score. Now, these are mostly the common theme is the Prairie Winds Golf Course, where characters come together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we just got off the golf course, and I had an opportunity to play with Captain Jer, Porkchop, and Yoo-Hoo.
So there are actually people behind some of the people that we read about in your books?
Oh, I think that those people, they're all fictional characters, but I guarantee you that if I combine one or two of them, they'll fit the character in the book.
I got to ask you, because I think of all your books, Sherry's Shot is going to be the best screenplay and movie potential out of all of them. The woman, you have to tell me, who inspired the creature that you feature in Sherry's Shot. She's like a nightmare. The person who gets away with murder with men. I mean, like, you know, the woman who seems to be just terrible. How could a man want to be around her, and yet they come back wanting more?
Well, Sherry is she's a piece of work, isn't she?
Yes.
She's a former Mrs. Missouri, spoiled rotten little rich girl, and has to get her way all the time. And it's amazing the comments that I've had from people that have read the story. Every single person says they hated her from the first page, but they can't wait to read what she's going to do next.
So exactly.
It was very much fun watching that. That's been probably the best received book to date. I mean, it has really taken off the last 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, and if you'd like to get, James Ross is the author we're speaking with. He has bundled his books. He's got 3-book box sets, but this is for Kindle only. And that's perfect for travel, right? You get Finish Line, Oprah's Blade, and Patty's Score. Or the combo is Lifetime Loser, Tui's Course, and Sherry's Shot. You know, obviously the way I'm talking about Sherry's Shot, I'd go with that bundle. But yeah, I really enjoy. It's funny, you strayed from Prairie Winds in Sherry's Shot, but it still held it was like the I'm not sure how to say this, the binder, the bottom, you know, it's like it was something that kept everybody coming back to it. It was the center.
Well, what is, you know, as you've read my books, obviously they're all set at the Prairie Winds Golf Course in the St. Louis area, and I've got a cast of recurring characters, which I would say are characters that we see at every public golf course in the country. Everybody knows the characters in my book, even though I've assigned different names to them. But what I had to do with Sherry, Sherry reaches middle life, and she's bored with her husband, so she files for divorce. Well, one of the first things he does is he yanks her country club membership. Well, she's beside herself, so she has to find a place to play and ends up at the public facility, which is Prairie Wind. What does she do on her first trip to the golf course? She is treated to a bottled water from one of the regulars. She twists off the cap, and on the inside it says that she wins $1 million if she shoots the proper round. It's kind of like the big break. And she gets an opportunity to win the $1 million prize. So not only does she get that opportunity, but she also has an opportunity to meet all the cast of characters in the clubhouse. And the story takes off from there. And we all know what Sherry's all about. She's just got to have her way. And that's a total conflict with the characters in the clubhouse. So, it's a page turner. There's no doubt about it.
It is. And when I read some of the, you always give us a little clue. And I wasn't sure how the texting was going to work in the script. And you fine-tuned it so well that it's just... It captures you, and it takes you into that, where is this coming from? What's going on here? So there's that mystery aspect to this comedy drama, and infuriating personality that, as people have told you, she just turns the pages. You can't help it. You want her to just, like, die.
Well, oh, yeah, I mean, everybody can't stand her. There's no doubt about it. But I guess that worked in that story. There's no question. But, I think and you just touched on it. If you read Pabby's Score, you know that with Pabby's Score, I did a lot of, I told the story using modern communication methods, which was texting.
Yes.
And, that I really liked it. I enjoyed writing it. It was a lot of fun. And I think, based on the comments from the readers, it worked. So I tried to figure out a way to use it in Pabby or in Sherry's Shot, and I think it worked there too, because we kind of had an anonymous texter, which was creating some havoc there, and that provided the mystery, and that also drove the story. So the early reviews are showing that it's a good way to tell a story. Texting works.
It does, because it brings in facets where you haven't met the person, and the person can be anonymous, causing trouble. It just really worked. We're talking with James Ross. He's the author of Sherry's Shot. That's his most recent book. They are fiction by James Ross, but for avid readers, you can burn through them. But as I said, they should be next to you while you're traveling, because they're the perfect book. You pick it up, you read a few pages. It's not like, and then you can stop and take off and then sit down again and pick it up again. And although it's difficult to put down at times and stop reading. I looked at the clock at night going, wait a minute, maybe time for me to sleep. James Ross, thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. And before you go, we can find you. James, what is your website?
Well, I'm sorry. Thank you for asking. That'd be www.authorjamesross.com.
It's authorjamesross.com. Authorjamesross.com. And you can get the three book box sets for Kindle only there. You can also get individual books. You can buy Amazon's got all your books, don't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So you can get individuals or the box sets. And James Ross, thanks for being on the show. It's always fun to talk with you. I just love the people that you create. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and talk with Dr. Bob Winters, because when you go golfing on a trip, it takes you out of your comfort zone. You know how to handle the golf courses that you play all the time, but you want to go and discover something else. And you take your clubs with you. Or do you take your clubs with you? It really depends on how serious you want to take the game when you get to your destination. We'll be back right after this with Dr. Bob Winters, as he's officially called. But people call him Dr. Bob. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The Poipu Bay Golf Course Mother's Day sale, the big buy one, get one half off sale on all the regularly priced apparel. That starts tomorrow. Tops, bottoms. You can get mom something fabulous because she know, playing golf in something that's new just makes you you get that feeling. And then there's the shoes that are 30% off, Nike and FootJoy over at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And there's a table with the 40% off the men's shirts. And then we're giving away, for Mother's Day, two rounds for the winner. Next weekend, we'll have another two rounds because Jeff Berger from Hilo won. And congratulations, Jeff. You are going to love playing at Poipu Bay Golf Course, where they've got a really great deal. If you wanted to, for $25, let's say you're traveling home, you're tired, but you'd really like to, exercise, just use your body, just stretch out, maybe clear your mind. For $25, you can go use the practice facility, use the range balls, get a cart and play three holes. And the first three holes are a par 3, 4, and 5. So you get it all for $25. That's for, after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, get on down to Poipu Bay and get a little exercise for your body and clear your mind. And speaking of mind, of course, mental conditioning coach Dr. Bob Winters, drbobwinters.com, sports performance enhancement, business performance enhancement. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bob.
Danielle, great to be on your show. It's been a long time.
It has. It's been too long. And now you have a new book out for us. You know, we're doing this travel show, as I told you, Dr. Bob. And I wanted to start with when we're traveling and we take our, you know, we've taken our clubs, okay? We really want to do this golf course to the best of our ability, and we know our clubs were going to do that for us. How do you get the most out of the game, though, when you're traveling mentally? What do you need to do with your brain?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Danielle, is that in order to actually get the most out of your game, we always talk about the alpha and the omega. If it is to be, it has to begin and end with me. And me is an acronym for managing your expectations. I mean, what is it that you really expect? When you're traveling, you should expect that you're there for recreation, for fun, for leisure. But don't be putting on the expectations of, I have to shoot a personal best. I've got to shoot a course record. The biggest thing you should expect is that you're there to have fun. And fun is the very first prefix of fundamental. I mean, it's fun, duh, we're traveling, and it's mental. So what you want to do is just manage your expectations and look at traveling as a challenge. Look at it as an opportunity to play great. It's not, you know, for your club championship. It's not to qualify for anything. It's to go out and enjoy a new and challenging golf course and take advantage of that opportunity to play the greatest game ever invented.
There, you know, so I think what you just said, the fun factor is the most important part. You are, after all, taking time off from work. You're spending a substantial amount of money. This is your time to have a good time. But, okay, so you've walked into this with that mental set. I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to play this course and just manage my expectations. So you've gotten to the fourth hole.
Okay,
and
right.
You're managing your expectations not as well as you should be. You know, how do you stop that roller, that snowball of it getting worse?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is you have to take a mental time out. You just got to sit there and go, hold on here. You know, really, what's going on here? Am I actually putting too much pressure on myself? You know, no one is at the first tee. I mean, a first tee starter usually says, play away, please. No one on vacation says on the first tee, work away, please. No, you don't have to work your game. You play your game. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that sometimes we've got to keep our egos in check. We've got to keep our expectations in check. But look around, you know, soak up, you know, the beauty of the golf course. Get interested in, you know, the new surroundings. And that's exactly, you know, what people on the pro tours do when they play a different course week to week. Sometimes they just have to take sort of a mental break. If things aren't going great between shots, they just sort of take a look around. They enjoy, you know, the scenic vistas. They enjoy, you know, the crowds that are there. They just sort of take a mental time out and get things back, you know, to a little bit more stable environment. So they say, okay, let's start fresh on this next shot. With renewed vigor, renewed enthusiasm, let's go. Because I'll tell you what, if you're there and you're getting frustrated, okay, on the golf course while you're traveling, you probably are putting way too much stress on yourself. You probably need to get off the golf course and go get yourself a massage.
I was talking to my friend Michael Patrick Shields. He's on 12 radio stations in Michigan. He writes, he's a travel writer. And he said, I don't know whether I should go have a massage first or go play golf first. I think if I went to have a massage, I'd be a noodle. But when you're that stressed out, becoming a noodle probably will make your game better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and this game is all about, you know, personal stress management anyway. And the best, you know, players who have emotional composure, emotional stability, usually end up playing golf versus playing the games of distraction, like, how am I doing? What am I shooting? What's my score? Am I winning money? Those are the games that really take you down the never-ending path towards frustration. And that's why I've written, you know, my book, my new book, Mistake-Free Golf, first aid for your golfing brain, because what I've done, I've taken a look at all the stressors that affect millions and millions of golfers, and what we do, we give very simple but very detailed explanations for this is what you need to do in order to eliminate those mental and emotional errors.
We're talking with Dr. Bob Winters, the mental conditioning coach. He's with David Ledbetter in Orlando, Florida, so he has the experience working with the top professionals in the game. Dr. Bob Winters used insight that he gleaned from talking with the top professionals to write Mistake-Free Golf. And you can find Dr. Bob Winters at drbobwinters.com. Thanks for making that so simple. I really appreciate that. Your book, Mistake-Free Golf. Does it apply to golfers of all levels?
All levels, and what I've done, this is the first, and it is the only book that has been written at this point in time that really talks about the mental maladies that affect almost every golfer, from the elite PGA and LPGA professionals to a 30-plus handicap. I shouldn't say 30, but a 30 handicapper. And the point of it is that everyone, Danielle, makes the same mistakes. And what I did, I took about 6 years to actually gather all these interviews from people such as Greg Norman, Nick Price, Raymond Floyd, Michelle Wee, and a host of others, Justin Rose, Charles Howell III. And I also took a lot of interviews from the most emotionally challenged players of the game, you know, golfers who are 10 to 20 handicaps. And what I'm finding is that every one of them makes the same mistake to a lesser or greater degree. Obviously, the professionals don't like to make them, but they do make them. And what I did, I have 9 very specific chapters that begins with the number one, you know, mistake is that I doubt my ability. I don't believe in myself. And I actually go from there and talk about all the different mental mistakes that golfers make. And then we describe them, and then I prescribe an intervention, and then we have a take it to the golf course segment at the end of every chapter. So you could go through this book and read it all the way from start to finish, or you could go to any chapter that applies to you specifically, and you can glean some great information that you can use right now, because that's really what people need. And this is why we call it Mistake-Free Golf, First Aid for Your Golfing Brain, because most people need to apply a mental tourniquet out there because they're bleeding all over themselves, making the same mental mistakes over and over, costing themselves a lot of strokes and also costing themselves a lot of emotional frustration and creating that stress. And this is what the book was written for. It takes a different view. Instead of saying all the positive superlatives that have been done ad nauseum up to this point, I looked at the other side. Let's look at all the negative things that people do and how can we correct them? How can we actually correct these mental mistakes? And that's why the book right now is a bestseller, and it's on 5-star on Goodreads, and people can get it at Amazon, they can get it at Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, they can get it at Apple iTunes. So it's very, very good. I've gotten some unbelievable testimonials, and people say this is the first book that really identifies my issues, my conditions, but also at the same time tells me exactly what I need to do to correct it and play great golf.
Perfect. Now, what about people who are just starting the game? You know, they've got the 30 plus, like, you know, 36 is the high. So they've bothered to get a handicap, so they're beyond, they're past recreational. But at what point does the mental game become important when you're just learning the game and you really are struggling with your ability, so you know that I really am not that good?
Yeah, well, absolutely. See, that's the whole point about, you know, people talk about the physical and the mental game, Danielle, because everything psychological is biological, and everything biological is physical. So the mental game and the physical game, where does one start and where does one end? Where does one begin? The point of it is golf is 100% mental and 100% physical. It's totally integrated. And what I find in the book, and especially in Chapter 6, you know, it's the book that says my mental mistake is I worry about what other golfers are doing and what they think about me. And for a 20-plus handicap and more, these people are so worried about social evaluation that I give them a lot of tips how to actually play for yourself and let go of the distractions of trying to impress others or worried about what others think. So this, you know, it's never too early to start, you know, mental and emotional training, because it will facilitate and augment your physical training. So it's never too early to have a great attitude, to understand what the game's all about, and understand that everybody goes through these same issues. So once you learn that everybody goes through these same issues, you feel very comfortable. In fact, you feel like, you know, one of the guys and one of the gals out there playing is that, hey, everybody goes through this. So everybody just take a step back, relax, and enjoy the game.
Wonderful. This is Dr. Bob Winters, mental conditioning coach in Orlando with David Ledbetter. Mistake-Free Golf is the name of his book, and it can be used as a reference. So, as he said, in was that chapter 6?
That was chapter 6, right.
Everybody's evaluating me?
Exactly. I worry about what are people think about me. You know, because you've been on that first tee, Danielle, and you're up there and you're trying to put, you know, the ball in the peg. You're a little bit nervous and you're so worried about what everybody, you know, is thinking about you, looking at you. And I always tell all of my groups here at the Ledbetter Academy, I say, it would be fun if you just turned around really quick before you teed off and really saw what everybody else was doing. What you would find out is that nobody really cares. Not really. No, and no one's really looking at you.
That's
we
right.
become so self-absorbed, so paranoid, that we think everyone's looking at our posture, our rear end, our grip, our setup, our swing. And what they're usually doing, they're just waiting for you to get the heck off the tee so they can stand up there for their 10 seconds of time. So everybody just needs to kind of back off, relax, and move forward with the game.
That's fantastic. Dr. Bob Winters, it's such a pleasure talking with you. Let me just say, we are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI FM Lanai City, KTOH FM Kalaheo. So, do you work with juniors?
I work with a lot of juniors, and what most people don't know is that I actually started as one of the charter directors of all of the Nike Golf Junior programs across America, and we actually created 120 different programs with Nike and U.S. sports camps, and I still conduct, I think it's the number one Nike junior golf school at Williamstown, Massachusetts, at Williams College. So, yes, I work with a lot of juniors.
Excellent. Wonderful. I mean, that's the most, I watch children, and as they're playing, they just, you know, they do their thing, they pick up their club, and they just kind of walk along. It's just, they're so carefree, and that's, I think, if as an adult, we could take that sense of child play to the game, we would have far fewer mental issues about playing golf. And I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me. And remember, the name of the book is Mistake-Free Golf, First Aid for Your Golfing Brain. It's available at, you know, all retail booksellers. And I hope everyone reads it, because when you read it, it'll help you right now.
Excellent.
Thanks, Danielle.
Excellent. We'll talk again sooner.
I hope so. It's going to make it a couple of years.
No, thank you. We'll be back after this. We've got a really great charity working with homeless children, and it's an ambitious tournament that they have planned. It's at the end of this month, and I wanted to give them as much time as we can, because this is her first tournament, and she's working with kids that don't have homes, you know, homeless children. That's what she's raising money for. So we'll be talking with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual-clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Casey Strickland is the executive director of Kokua Compassion Group of Ewa Beach. The Kokua Compassion Group of Ewa Beach focuses on helping children in homeless situations on Oahu, and they're holding two fundraising golf tournaments at Bayview Golf Park May 23rd. That's a Saturday. There's a morning tournament and an afternoon tournament. A very challenging effort for their first foray into the golf fundraising world. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. When I'm reading precisely from her script here that she sent me, and this is your first foray into golf fundraising. You've got a morning and an afternoon tournament, and you're mixing foot golf into the mix. And it's all going to be at Bayview. And I love Bayview, by the way. I think it's a wonderful, the back nine is amazing. Front nine teases you, and then you get into the back nine, you go, oh, this is no small. Here's the challenge. Yes. So tell us the format for the morning. Let's start with morning.
The format for the morning portion. Registration is going to start at 7 and go to 8 o'clock. And then the driving range, they're opening it up early that morning from 7 to 7:30. And then there will be a putting contest from 7:30 to 8, followed by the tournament, which will run from 8 to noon. And then the banquet follows that from 12 to 2:30.
Okay, so that's the morning tournament. And
right.
Then you have, for folks who can't do mornings, you've got an afternoon tournament that follows pretty much the same format?
Yes, it's exactly the same format. There's two banquets. So there's a banquet between the two for the morning one, and then there's a banquet in the afternoon for the PM tournament.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
All right. This is a three-person scramble.
Yes, it is.
And that's individual entry fee for if you wanted to, and this comes with the banquet, it's $150.
Yes.
If you want to have a three-person team, it's $375. So
right.
You save a little bit of money, a considerable amount of money, actually, $75 or $25 per person. And that's for the morning. You could actually do both tournaments. That, for the people who love to play golf and can't stop, they could come into the morning, be fed, to the afternoon, be fed, and boom, we're raising money. You have foot golf.
And yes, we do.
What? How did foot golf get into this? Hardly anybody knows about foot golf.
Well, Bayview, I think, was the first golf course on the island to offer foot golf. I think maybe Turtle Bay does as well now. But that was one of the features that they have at the course there. And it's basically a hybrid, between soccer and golf.
Right.
So I think there's a huge population of people out there who may not necessarily be golfers or be the best golfers, but would be interested in trying something fun and new like foot golf. Plus, you can get your children involved. because the foot golf goes down to, you know, even 5 years and under. So it's a good way to get the whole family involved in our activity that day.
Now, when is the foot golf? You can't play foot golf and golf on the same course at the same time.
Right. So the way they run it at Bayview is they do the regular golf on, I believe it's the front nine, while the foot golf is going on the back nine.
The back nine is where all the mountains are and the ups and downs.
I'm probably wrong on that.
The front nine is where they're doing the foot golf because it would be easier. It's flat. That's
especially for little ones.
Yes, for children. We might lose them in the pond on the back nine.
Yeah, they'd
if
we're not be careful. Out there. All that'd be a great babysitter for the entire day, right?
You'll definitely tire the kids out. So foot golf entries are by ages of children.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, the football, it is by ages of children and it includes the banquet price as well.
And how much is the entry fee for children? Is that 20
yeah,
to 40?
Yeah, five and under is 20, 6 to 11 is 30, and 12 and older, including adults, is 40.
Wow. So adults can do the foot golf portion too. It's not just for the keiki.
Right.
Wow. And then you've got, the contests are putting, closest to the pin, hole in one, of course. So you, that's a separate. If you want to get into the closest to the pin, it's $25 per person.
Right. There's a separate cost.
Okay.
Associated with those.
Right. Yeah. Raise money.
Yep.
Okay.
That's our goal.
Right. And the non-golfer or non-foot golfer, you can come in and come to the banquet, whether it be the noon banquet or the evening banquet.
Right. You could join your family members or just come. And we'll also be having a silent auction so people can shop. You know, the people who don't necessarily golf might be shoppers, so they can purchase stuff at our silent auction.
That's wonderful. Corporate sponsorships range from $375 to $6,000, including teams, and from $225 to $1,000 without teams. All right, so we're raising money, and I just mentioned at the beginning that Kokua Compassion Group of Eva Beach is putting on this fundraiser at Bayview. The registration for the morning tournament is between 7 and 8. Golf starts at 8 until 12, and then you've got a banquet. But if you can't do a morning on Saturday, you can come in and do the afternoon tournament. There's registration 12 to 1, golf from 1 to 5, and then the banquet. And mixed in with these tournaments, there's the foot golf tournament for youngsters that like soccer, for instance, because that's what basically foot golf is. You start from the quote-unquote tee, and you kick the ball till you get to the hole, which is, in foot golf, about a foot wide. So it's this big hole, and the first to the hole is the winner. I imagine you have a whole team of people who are helping you.
Yes.
Yeah, you say that. Is the whole course helping you, the entire staff at Bayview?
Well, some of the staff from Bayview is going to be helping us, and then we'll be, you know, having our own volunteers based from Cocoa Compassion Group that are going to be helping out as well.
Wonderful.
With the different contests and making sure the ball doesn't go in the water for the foot golf and that kind of thing.
Whose idea was this tournament at Bayview?
Well, we have a grant manager, Tara Nash, that works with Cocoa Compassion Group, and she, one of her ideas, especially since we know the owners of Bayview and have a good relationship with them, was to try to put together a golf tournament and hopefully make a good deal of money for a few specific things that we're trying to raise money for, but in general, yes, for our nonprofit. But she's the one who's spearheading the whole fundraiser and who kind of was the brainchild behind
We missed her name again. What was her name? What's her name?
Tara Nash.
Tara Nash. Good idea. I love this mixture.
Yes.
You know, have the morning and the afternoon, have the foot golf, get the kids, have people come for the banquet. It's like an all-day party. Now, let's talk about your organization. And you said there are three things that you need to raise money for. And I'm certain that people could donate to the Kokua Compassion Group of Ava Beach without necessarily participating in the tournament.
Yes.
What do you need?
Well, the two main things that we're raising money for, aside just from our organization itself, is we've received two grants. One is for it's an Atherton grant to purchase a van that will help us shuttle the kids that we work with at the shelter to events off campus, but can also be used to help get the families to their medical appointments or different appointments they may have, because most of them don't have forms of transportation. And the shelter in Kapolei that we work at is actually pretty far from a bus stop, so they have difficulty getting on and off. So we have a matching grant for that, so we're trying to raise the other portion in order to get a van. And then the other thing is the shelter that we do most of our work at does not have a playground. And there's at least 60 to 70 kids that live in the shelter. The nearest playground is a couple miles away. And as I mentioned, most of the families don't have transportation. So the kids don't really have anywhere to play and interact together on the campus of the shelter. So with Tara's help, we were able to get a Kaboom grant. And Kaboom does a lot of playgrounds in these types of situations. But they will donate the materials or the playground equipment, I should say, but we have to pay to ship it here. And as we all know, shipping to Hawaii is incredibly expensive. So we're trying to raise $6,000 for that alone, just to ship the equipment here.
So we need $6,000 for the shipping of Kaboom playground equipment that's being donated by Kaboom on the mainland.
Right.
To a Hawaii homeless people shelter, a homeless shelter, and it's Kokua Compassion Group of Ava Beach that's working here to create this playground. We need shipping costs, okay?
Yes.
$6,000 for just shipping.
Just shipping.
Hey, yo, Mattson.
Right. Yeah, we'll take a donation of a shipment from England as well.
Could you do the shipping, please? And then you need a van for transportation to get the kids to doctor appointments and what have you, because most of the homeless people that you have, how big is your home?
Well, we don't run the shelter. We run activities at the shelter. So, I guess it depends on the month, but there's probably between 150 to 200 people that live in the shelter that we do most of our work at.
Wow.
And that's here in Kapolei. And about, two-thirds of those are kids, and many of them are young kids.
Did you say there's 150 people who are living at the shelter, and of that 150, two-thirds are children?
Yep, about two-thirds, because many of them, many of the families have several little children. A lot of the children are younger, but then they do, span up into the high school age range too.
Of course, yes. Well, I'm absolutely thrilled that we've been put in contact with one another, because this is a huge need, and it's not a big ask to help get children to their doctor's appointments. So you have an Atherton grant for part of the van. How much more do you need for the rest of the van?
They are putting forward $10,000, so we'd like to try to match that, and get a good quality van that will last a while, or even more than that, that would be kind of our baseline.
Right. Well, you want a van that's large enough to make it, so that everybody can get to their appointments, and you need a van that's safe. Because
right.
You're taking children to their appointments. So, okay, so $10,000 for the van to match the $10,000 you've already gotten. And we need $6,000 for shipping. So what we're doing is, this is Casey Strickland. She's the executive director of Kokua Compassion Group of Ava Beach. And the Kokua Compassion Group of Ava Beach helps children in homeless situations on Oahu. And in this particular situation, it's Kapolei, and the shelter, about 150 people, stay there. And of that population, two-thirds are children. We need to get the playground equipment that's been donated by a mainland company shipped in. They need $6,000 to do that. And they need to match the Atherton grant of $10,000 with at least $10,000 to get a really good, reliable, safe van to get the children to their appointments. The golf tournament will be a three-person scramble. The individual entry fee is $150. Three-person teams, $375. And that, of course, is a nice savings. Kids can get involved, even if they don't play golf, and that goes for adults. Foot golf entries are by ages, 20 for anybody under 5, and 40 for over 5 and adults. Do I have that right?
Yep, you do.
Who's taking care of the banquet work? Who's feeding everybody?
The food is being by Bayview. They have a group that does a lot of their catering over there.
Wonderful. That's thank them. Wonderful. And if you're a corporation, you'd like to do a corporate sponsor. The corporate sponsorships range from $375 to $6,000. That's if you've got a team. And from $225 to $1,000 if you don't have a team. Do the corporate sponsors get any acknowledgement?
Yes, they do. Not only will we put their logos and stuff on all of our advertisements and social media, but they will also be featured in any of the printed materials we have at the tournament and then also verbally at the banquet itself. So they'll get it both on the front side and, I guess, on the back side, you would say. As you go at the tournament, they'll be made aware of who has contributed and then leading up to the tournament. Will be advertising for those who have contributed as well.
All right. This tournament is on Saturday. It's May 23rd. If you can do the morning tournament, registration 7 to 8. Golf starts at 8. If you can do the afternoon tournament, there's registration from 12 to 1. Golf is from 1 to 5. And the banquet comes after each event, the lunch banquet or the dinner banquet. And then there's the foot golf. Hey, it's a fun time for the whole family. Make it a day. Thank you so much, Casey Strickland.
Thank you, Danielle, for having us. We really appreciate your support.
Absolutely welcome. Thanks for being on the show. And let's raise some money. I mean, $6,000 to ship playground equipment that's already waiting to just come and be put together for the kids. Kokua Compassion Group of Eva Beach working in Kapolei. Aloha, Casey.
Aloha.
I want to thank the people who make this show possible, make it possible for us to reach out and to help others in the community less fortunate than ourselves. I want to thank the guests, David Carey, president and CEO of Outrigger Resorts, Michael Patrick Shields, golf and travel writer, traveltattler.com is where you can find him. James Ross, the author of Sherry's Shot, among many other books, you can find him at author James Ross, and Dr. Bob Winters, mental game coach and author of Mistake-Free Golf. He's over at the David Ledbetter Academy in Orlando. And thank you to Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across the islands. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world, on your laptop or your smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii. It's your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. And you know who does it right? Creative Plumbing does it right. I just can't say Creative Plumbing the way the guy who does our commercial does it. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, you get them on your property, they come and they check out. They look around. You're vulnerable here, you're vulnerable there, and then they say, you know what, we can put something here, if you should have a guard. That's Star Protection. That's what they do, whether you've got, you know, a huge concert coming up or a special event, or you want to protect your home or your business. It's Star Protection. And Acura of Honolulu. Yes, military appreciation never ends at Acura. So ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discounts. And they've got a new location. It's right next door to the Airport Hotel, 3251 North Nimitz. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.